call them anything else besides crawfish?
No.
Right. And these things that fly around a candle.
Candle flies?
Yeah, and things that get into your woolen clothes and dig holes in them, eat holes in them.
That's, I can't think of that name either right now, but they'll sure eat them up.
A moth?
Moths, yeah.
Yeah, now that would be several of them. Well, you'd just say one moth.
No, the moths.
That's plural, and singular would be just one.
A moth.
All right, and these little things that fly around in the summer and light up.
Camouflage.
And these things with long, slender bodies, they have double sets of wings, and they kind of hover around. You see them out in the fields around, fairly near water sometimes.
Not a flying mosquito, is it?
No, I don't know. Mosquito, I mean, but this is something much bigger than mosquitoes. Yeah. They're about this big.
Yeah.
They have very slender bodies. Double.
I forget now what we call them.
Well, it's a snake something.
How?
Snake something.
Oh. No, I can't call it.
Do you ever call them a snake feeder or a...
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, they won't sting you or anything. They're just an insect.
What is it called now?
I can't call it. But
I suggest that I wondered if you called it a snake feeder or a snake doctor.
Snake feeder.
Snake feeder. And then what other kinds of stinging insects?
Well, we had wasps and hornets and honeybees,
uh-huh.
And I say wasps and hornets too. We had hornets and bumblebees.
Uh-huh. How about these things that build their nests down in the ground?
Well, bumblebees.
And this is another kind of a very small insect. You can hardly see them, but they dig into your skin.
I know what you mean. I can't call it. I know what you mean, but
well, you call them either red bugs or chiggers.
Chiggers.
All right, and these things that hop in the grass, these insects that.
Grasshopper.
Yeah, and small fish used for bait. Just small fish that they use for bait, little minnows. Yeah, and a nest that a spider makes is a. Call that a spider.
Den, I reckon.
Or a web.
Spider web.
Or a cobweb.
Spider web generally.
All right. And the parts of a tree underground are called its
roots.